At the top of the news this Monday evening, Pope Benedict XVI is just returned from his apostolic voyage to Cameroon and Angola, his 11th outside Italy and his first to the continent of Africa as Pope. The Holy Father's plane touched down at just before 6 p.m. Rome time this evening, and His Holiness is making his way via helicopter back to the Vatican. John Baptist Tumusime was with the Pope in Angola. He offers us this retrospective.
The Pope carried a message to the political and religious leaders of Angola and Africa and to the ordinary faithful. In his speech at his arrival and in his address to the diplomats, his message to the politicians was that change was needed not only in Angola but all over Africa.
Decididos a trascender intereses particulares para trabajar una perspectiva de bien común.
This change should embrace the implementation of democratic principles, the creation of democratic institutions, the fair distribution of resources, fighting corruption, and giving priority to dialogue over armed conflicts. Many African countries have taken small steps towards democracy. The Pope's visit to Angola shed light on some of the country's economic and political contradictions. Although the country is one of the major producers of oil and has big deposits of diamonds, it is also one of the poorest nations in the world and with one of the highest mortality rates in Africa. Angola should make better use of its riches to attain peace and understanding among its peoples, the Pope said soon after his arrival in the country. He added that the multitude of Angolans who live below the threshold of absolute poverty must not be forgotten. To the religious leaders and their collaborators in evangelization, the Pope's message was that they should preach the gospel without fear, because they don't do any injustice to anyone when they preach the good news.
Hoje cabe a vós, irmãos e irmãs, na senda destes heroicos e santos mensageiros de Deus, oferecer a Cristo ressuscitado aos vossos compatriotas.
Similarly, they should be on the front line in the promotion of justice, peace, reconciliation, and dialogue. The Holy Father's message to the faithful came out on Sunday in the open-air mass he celebrated at Simangola Square. He invited Christians to have hope in Christ and put behind the ravage caused by the civil war in Angola and begin to reconstruct their country. He called for reconciliation, but stressed that this would come only with a change of heart and a new way of thinking.
Arise, pone hacia camino. Look to the future with hope. Trust in God's promises and live in His truth. In this way, you will build something destined to endure and leave to future generations a lasting inheritance of reconciliation, justice, and peace. Amen.
Although it is still early to say what impact the Pope's visit will have on government policies and on life in Angola and Africa in general, what is obvious is that the Pope carried a message of hope to those who are suffering, and a message of peace and reconciliation to a continent ravaged by HIV/AIDS, social injustices, and civil war. From Luanda in Angola, this is John Baptist Tumusime.